Now come, let's hear some of your adventures, said the Griffin to Alice. So Alice told them how she first saw the white rabbit and all that followed. And when she got to the part about the caterpillar and how the words of her poem all came out differently than she expected, the Mock Turtle said, "That's very curious." The Griffin beckoned Alice to recite another verse from school, but as she did, the words again came out strange, about lobsters and sharks and baking of sugary things. After that, the lobster sang a sad song about turtle soup when the Griffin cried out, "The trial's beginning!" "What trial is it?" asked Alice as the Griffin pulled her along. The King and Queen of Hearts sat on their thrones before a great crowd, as well as the whole pack of cards, the White Rabbit, who had a trumpet and a scroll of parchment, and, in chains, the Knave of Hearts. In the middle of the court was a table with a large dish of delicious tarts. The judge was the king, who commanded, "Read the accusation." With this, the White Rabbit blew his trumpet and read from the parchment scroll. "The King of Hearts, she made some tarts, all on a summer day. The Knave of Hearts, he stole those tarts and took them quite away." The first witness was the Hatter. As he answered the king's questions, however, Alice found herself growing larger. She thought at first she might leave the court, but then thought it better that she stay. The next witness was the Duchess's cook. "What are tarts made of?" asked the king.
"Pepper, mostly," said the cook.
"Treacle,"
said the Dormouse from behind her.
"Behead that Dormouse,"
said the queen, and the court fell into the confusion. When the Dormouse was in custody, the cook had disappeared.
"Call the next witness,"
said the king, and imagine her surprise when the White Rabbit read the name
Alice.
Alice quickly jumped up, knocking over the jury box, for she'd grown quite large. The White Rabbit then presented his evidence, a page of verses, which were not in the knave's handwriting, nor were they signed by him, which was proof enough for the queen that the knave had written them with mischievous intent. The White Rabbit then began to read the verses out loud.
"You told me you had been to her and mentioned me to him. She gave me a good character, but said I could not swim.
This is the most important evidence we've heard yet," said the king. "So let the jury..."
"There isn't an atom of meaning in it," said Alice.
The king looked over the verses.
"Said I could not swim."
He turned to the knave.
"You can't swim, can you?"
"Do I look like I can swim?"
said the knave, which he certainly did not, being made out of cardboard.
"Then let the jury consider their verdict," said the king.
"No, sentence first, verdict afterwards," said the queen.
"Nonsense," said Alice.
"Nonsense? Off with her head,"
said the queen. Nobody moved, for Alice had grown to her full size.
"Who cares? Why, you're nothing but a pack of cards," said Alice.